Hey, Gopher fans, it's another edition of Gopher Talk. It's presented by Affinity Plus, committed to the safety of their members, employees, and communities during this time. Learn more at affinityplus.org. And we're thrilled to welcome to Gopher Talk for a second time here this year, Gabe Kalscher, Golden Gopher junior guard and a newly named team captain. And he's down in the team and the film area as he joins us on Zoom. Gabe, good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's game week. We're almost ready for basketball, and it's just been such a unique time since we were all in Indianapolis last March, and the trapdoor kind of fell out on us. How excited are you and your teammates to be able to get back on the court, even if it's in front of no one and just playing?
Yeah, I mean, we're super excited. I mean, even though the circumstances with no fans, it's going to be a little weird, but I mean, we just got to feed off each other. But we're really excited just to get back out there and play someone new besides ourselves.
Yeah, and I was going to ask about that from an energy level standpoint. You guys have been in scrimmages before where, you know, there's nobody there. And I suppose if you harken back to your AAU days, you're playing some pretty intense games where there's, you know, not many people there. Is there a way to manufacture some intensity as the game gets going?
Yeah, it's just talk on the court and off the court. I mean, the bench players gotta talk, give the players on the court fuel and excitement. But really, just communication and just feeling off one another. Someone makes a big play, someone makes even just like a little good effort play, diving on the ball. Just a lot of excitement and encouragement and effort on that.
And then from your standpoint, especially being from here, and I know your family comes to every game, they go to a lot of road games, how different will that be to not have people in person watching that you care about?
Yeah, it's going to be very different. I mean, once I told my mom that no fans were allowed, she was kind of pissed, not going to lie, because she wants to be at every game. She wants to support me as much as she can. So, I mean, it's going to be weird. It's going to be different, but I mean, we just have to adapt from it. We can't control it. We can't do anything about it. So we just got to play the game we play.
Did you get some of that competitive fire from your mom? Do you figure?
Yeah, 100%. She fueled me on and off the court. So I mean, I get a lot of the energy that she gives me on the court as well.
And she was a college basketball player, right?
Yeah, she played for Nebraska for 1 year, and then she transferred to Cal Poly in California.
Gotcha. Was she a good shooter too, just like you? Do you guys have horse games or anything?
Yeah. I mean, when we were younger, she used to beat me a lot. But then I expanded my range, and she's not the best 3-point shooter. She's more of like a mid range shooter. And she told me a lot when she used to play. She was bouncy and really like layups and stuff like that. So I mean, she used to beat me, but now it's quiet.
Now, when we talked in the summertime, you mentioned, speaking of bouncy, that you were you're doing some workouts based on a book from, I think, Michael Jordan's trainer, if memory serves me correct. How much has that helped? Have you noticed a difference now as you're into preseason workouts and about ready to play basketball for real in a game?
Yeah, I think it has. It's helped a lot. My lower body is a lot stronger. I mean, I feel like last year my legs kind of gave a toll on me, drained a little. But I feel like this year my legs, my hips, more flexible. I'm just really focusing on stretching and recovering on my body since I'm getting older and body changes and stuff like that. So I feel like my body is a lot more better this year than last year.
Let me ask you about Marcus Carr. You and him last year had such a great duo, and then, of course, he was part of the program the year before. So basically, you two guys are the veterans here as the leaders, and you guys were both named captains. Obviously, Eric Curry as well, which I'll ask you about him in a moment. But I want to ask you about Carr first. What are you and he in terms of that tandem going into year two together now? How have the workouts gone so far with you two back there?
The workout's been going really well. I mean, we fill up each other. I mean, I look for him, he looks for me. We fool each other, communicate on the defense end and offense end. If somebody that doesn't really know what they're doing or messes up, we try to help him, coach him out. We try not to let coach really do it. I mean, he's a coach, he can do it, but I mean, it's better for the players to reach out to other players just so to have that that connection, that communication between players. So I think we're doing a good job with that.
And then Eric Curry, I want to ask about him. He's the third captain that was named here in the last week for the team, and I joke with him a little bit that he's on the Rodney Smith plan here now with the Gopher basketball program. What's it like to have him back on the court as opposed to just having to sit and watch?
No, yeah, it's great having him back on the court. I mean, I roomed with him last year. and I'm rooming with him this year as well. So I mean, it's great to have him healthy out there. And he says he's feeling like he was freshman year. So I mean, that's great. I know he said his legs are feeling really good and rejuvenated. So I mean, that's great to have him out there. I love playing with him. Just him having that experience of sitting out. He's taking a lot in. He knows the game really well. So just having that veteran experience and that knowledge can help us a lot.
Now that all of you guys, you three especially, and in Eric's case, you know, he was part of that NCAA tournament team as a freshman where he made some, I would say, game-clinching plays as a freshman late in some of those games, recalling that. And then a year ago, you guys went through a stretch where you just had some rough luck late in games where either were leading and then the lead leaked away, or it was a, you know, back and forth and, you know, all of a sudden the other team knocks down a shot. Now that you've got those games under your belt, you're back in experience, Curry's part of this. What did you learn from that stretch, and what can you implement this year to turn those into wins and in essence, propel yourself maybe into postseason play?
Yeah, well, what I learned from last year was just you got to finish every game. I mean, sometimes the games feel like you have it. Kind of let your foot off the gas. Kind of let your mind think, oh yeah, we won, or your mind just wanders off and not really locked in. But I mean, those games we just gotta. I feel like from last year we learned a lot from. We just got to take every moment and take every play by play. We can't look up. We can't think past the next play and think about what the next play is going to be. You got to stay in that moment, stay in that play. And if you mess up, you just got to throw that away and just keep going on to the next play, into the next possession.
In a weird way, going through some of that and experiencing it, can that help now for this year, knowing that, hey, I've been in this spot before and here's the direction we got to go?
Yeah, I think it helps a lot having that lesson that was taught. I mean, in life, there's a lot of lessons that you win and then you fail in lessons too. So, I mean, last year were some of those lessons that we failed and we messed up on, but now we have this year to bounce back and to respond to it. And it's just about the response.
People will see some new faces on the floor when they watch or they listen to the game or what have you. How have the new guys mixed in? How do you like the group? I think it's six newcomers.
Yeah, we have a lot of good players, a lot of nice young players that can give us a lot off the bench or on the court. They can do a lot with their athleticism, their decision making, and they work on and off the court. I mean, after practice, I see them in the gym. I'm getting work in, so. They're really dedicated just to get better and to prove that they belong on the court as well.
And then the transfers as well, part of that group of newcomers where they've played Division I basketball before. You think about Leon Robbins, an all-conference player in the Missouri Valley, and Booth Gotch from the Pac-12, and then Brandon Johnson, who averaged 16 points and 8 rebounds. Those three guys in particular bring some experience along with their skill set. What have they looked like in practice?
They're really skilled. They do a lot of good things. I mean, like you said, they're experienced, so they know what it's like to play at a high level, Division I level. So they're gonna bring a lot of skill and also a lot of veteranship from experience as well.
Last one for you. I know you take pride in your outside shooting and you take pride in your defense. Take me through defense because people kind of overlook that sometimes, the importance of that and how hard you work at it game in and game out.
Yeah, defense for me is just how much you care and how much effort you put into it. I feel like some people, they'd rather just go get a bucket. I mean, getting buckets is great. I mean, I love getting buckets as well. Offensive side is great. But, I mean, it's a two-sided game. So you gotta also put in the effort that you're putting on the offensive side as well as the defensive side, and I take pride in that. I mean, I went to a high defensive school in high school, and I was prone and harps with defense and all of that by Coach Thorson. So, just really knowing that I can put a lot of effort and emotion and love on the defense end. I love doing that.
All right, we'll look forward to watching it. Can't wait to see you guys get back out on the floor. I know you're excited as well. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me as well.
All right, he's Gabe Kalischer, Golden Gopher captain, Golden Gopher guard. And this has been Gopher Talk presented by Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union. So long, Gopher fans.